Welcome back to another video in the series for snippets. Now we learned how to create a snippet that does an HTML, and we just plopped it in there and does three inputs. It's not as handy as other types like in JavaScript and some other things. And also one handy one would be your signature. Like here's mine.
Less label for equals apostrophe middle less label for equals less slash div greater blank. Less div class equals apostrophe LW red B to box apostrophe less label for equals apostrophe
Okay,
bottom
I'm going
blank.
to go to the bottom of this
Less
file.
slash less slash body greater blank blank. Less slash body greater blank blank. Less slash div greater blank blank.
There we
Enter
go. I'm just
blank.
going to put it right here. Normally, you might want to put it at the top, but I'm just going to put my signature right here. So I have created another one, which I'll show it to you in a moment.
SIGN.
And I just say SIGN for sign. I want to sign it. So I can do that.
Snippets.html, comma, editor group one editor, type and text period.
And now it puts me on a description field, which it's not saying anything, but I happen to know that's where it is. Yeah, it's on the description field, and it's right now asking me to enter a, so I can just go ahead and start typing right there. So I can type.
THIS
This
space IS
is
space
a
space T
test
T space HTML
HTML
space
file
FIRE space
for
FOSTE
the
space SIINS SNIPPE TS space
snippets
VDEO
video.
period.
Okay.
Website colon HTTP colon description colon this is a test HTML file for the snippets video period.
Okay. Now I'm at the bottom of the snippets I just typed in.
Dash dash greater.
That's where I just happened to tell it to do it. You see, it's got the dash dash greater. That's for the closing block comment.
Description colon this is a test HTML file for the snippets video period.
Okay, one line up. That's what it says, description.
Website colon HTTP colon blinterose.org.
It's got my website.
Email colon lewiswood@gmail.com.
Got my Lewis Wood.
Author colon Lewis L period Wood.
There it is. Those are the author. Got my name.
Created colon October 2022.
It even got today's. Well, I didn't do the entire day by date. I just did a month.
Version colon 1.0.
And yep.
File name colon snippets.html.
And that's the name of the file.
Less exclaim dash dash.
There's the beginning of the block comment. Now, this will go into any file. You can put it in JavaScript, HTML, any file. Okay. Now, I'll show you what the snippets file looks like. Okay, let's see.
Control 3, HTML video dot code dash snippets, comma, editor blank, 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 closing brace, blank, 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 closing brace, quote description, quote colon, quote signature to place on every file, period, quote, closing, quote dollar open brace block underline comment underline and closing brace, quote,
Yep.
quote description, colon dollar open brace TM underline selected underline text closing brace dollar open brace zero closing brace, quote, comma.
You see, I got dollar open brace zero.
Quote dot quote description colon dollar open brace TM underline selected underline text closing brace. Quote website colon HTTP colon blinterose.org quote email colon lewiswood@gmail.com quote comma quote author colon Lewis L period quote created colon dollar open brace current underline month underline name closing brace dollar open brace current underline year closing brace quote comma
Now see, I got the created and I'm using variables.
created colon dollar space dollar open brace C U closing brace dollar current underline month underline name.
Yep. See, there's a variable. This is all uppercase. So current underline month underline name when you want the full name. And it's got the other part of the variable, which is the year, current underline year. Okay, and they've got another one called year short, but you can look them all up. I have the link in the description, and you can go to the README that I looked at that I read for this article for this video. Okay, and it's got all these variables that are on here.
Quote version colon 1.0 quote comma quote file name colon dollar open brace TM underline file name closing brace quote comma.
See, that tells me the current file name, so that automatically fills it in. So there's handy variables
Quote
for your
version quote create.
snippets. Okay. All
Quote
right.
up quote quote
And
quote quote dollar open quote body quote colon open bracket. Quote scope quote colon quote quote comma.
see, I don't have nothing on the scope. I left it blank.
Quote prefix quote colon quote sign quote comma.
And just there.
Quote my signature quote colon open brace.
And the name of it is my signature. And
Quote prefix quote colon quote sign quote comma.
sign is the prefix.
Quote my signature quote colon closing brace comma.
You're saying you got a comma from the one we created earlier.
Quote descript closing bracket comma.
Okay, I created this offline for you so you didn't have to sit through it all. Okay, now we gotta do the other thing. We're gonna do keys. Okay, so we wanna go to preferences to find those. So
Alt F, new text file, control plus new file dot 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 new window, control plus shift open file dot 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 control plus O, 4 of 20 new exit close window, close full close editor, revert file, preferences submenu,
there
16
it is,
of 21
preferences.
Settings control plus comma, 1 of online services settings.
Now, I happen to know it's
O.
I know it happens control KS, but I want to show it to you.
Telemetry settings, 3 extensions control plus keyboard shortcuts control plus K control plus S, 5
there
of 11.
It is. Okay, so when you go to your keyboard shortcuts,
enter. Leaving menus, showing 2089 key bindings in alphabetical order. Edit, type to search in key bindings, open paren, upwards arrow, leftwards of downwards arrow for history, closing paren, type in text period.
See, you can look for key bindings. All right, and then you can also,
editor actions toolbar, open keyboard shortcuts, open paren, JSO and closing paren button, to activate press space bar period.
You see, I can open the file directly. I did a shift tab when I first went into it, and I can open it.
Space, editor actions toolbar. Top, open keyboard shortcuts, open paren, control plus K, control plus S, closing paren button, application control. Enter. Showing 2089 key bindings in alphabetical order. Edit, type to search, editor actions toolbar, open keyboard shortcuts, open paren, JSO, and closing paren button, to enter. Key bindings, dot, sin, comma, editor group, re-editor, type in text.
I had to press enter, not the space bar. For some reason it didn't work. Well, anyway.
Blank, slash, slash, and an editor line ID equals equals HTML.
Okay, see, I put that up there because I wanted to make sure I had a reminder for my language.
Home. And. Space.
Because you,
space,
there are some that you want to limit it.
And.
So
space,
you can look up your language's
okay,
IDs.
Home, slash, slash, space, space, and. And, space, E, D, I, T, O, R, L, A, N, G, I, D, space.
Yeah, so if you just do a Google search with that editor language ID, lang ID. You can find out all that can be done.
Equals,
this
equals.
Is not what your spoken language is. It's a programming language. So you need to know what their prefix is because they are case sensitive.
Blank, open bracket, open brace, quote, key, quote, colon, quote, control, plus, alt, plus, win, plus, S, quote, comma.
Okay, see, I created one. That's S.
Quote, command, quote, colon, quote, editor, dot, action, dot, insert, snippet, quote, comma.
And I did an insert snippet.
Quote, line, quote, colon, quote, args, quote, line, I, quote, colon, quote, comma. Quote, name, quote, colon, quote, my signature, quote.
Okay. And I told it to call my signature. See, you use the name of the snippet when you want to do a snippet.
Quote line I quote call quote R quote quote command quote quote key quote colon quote control plus all open brace. Open bracket. Open brace. Quote key quote colon quote control plus all plus win plus S.
Okay, that is control. That's CTRL plus alt plus win. That's ALT plus sign and then win plus and then the letter. If you want it to be a capital letter, you do a shift, shift P, you know, so you don't type in a shift here.
Quote command, quote colon, quote editor dot action.
Now the command, this command, there's a command.
Quote, key, quote command, quote colon, quote editor dot action dot insert snippet, quote comma.
So it's called insert snippet. Now if I'll do a control shift P and I'll show you the command that's available. So it's all commands that you could see underneath here.
Control shift P 797 results. Type the name of a command to run period edit combo greater to set the
see?
Value. Use the arrow I N S E R T snippets colon insert snippet comma control plus all plus windows plus P comma recently used 1 of 3
yeah,
to move to an item. Press the arrow keys period.
If you press on this, it will insert a snippet. It'll issue the command, and that's what you're doing. Okay, and that's what we're doing here. So. We're wanting to call this to insert a particular snippet. All right.
Escape. Key bindings. Dot. Sin. Comma.
Let's get
editor.
Back to our key binding.
Quote. Key. Quote. Quote. Command. Quote. Colon. Quote. Editor. Dot. Action. Dot. Insert. Snippet. Quote. Comma. Quote. When. Quote. Colon. Quote. Editor. Text. Focus. Quote. Comma.
Okay. That's a language. All right.
Quote. Command. Quote. When. Quote. Colon. Quote. Editor. Text. Focus. Quote. Comma.
Okay. And I said this is when the editor takes focus. It's the only time I want this key binding to work. So editor is going to take focus. Now. Sometimes you'll want it to be in a certain language. That's why I got the thing at the top.
Quote args quote colon open brace.
Now for the insert snippets, it takes 1 or 2 arguments. Okay.
Quote line I quote colon quote quote comma.
Okay. And this one I said the language. It could be in any file. I don't care. Just as long as the editor's got the focus, I want to be able to do this. Okay, we'll call the snippet. Okay. So I didn't put no filter there, basically. This is what the snippets would have for the filter. Because this snippet will not work without that link if that language doesn't agree with it. Okay.
Quote name, quote colon, quote my signature, quote.
And then you put the name of the snippet that you want to use.
Closing brace.
Okay. And I've attached that, to the S. Now I made another one down here.
Closing brace, comma. Open brace. Quote key, quote colon, quote control plus alt plus win plus P, quote comma.
Now this one is a P with a P.
Quote command, quote colon, quote editor dot action dot insert snippet, quote comma.
It's another insert snippet, okay? So
Quote when quote colon quote editor text focus quote comma.
see, this one says editor takes
Quote
focus.
args quote colon open brace. Quote when quote colon quote editor text focus quote comma.
Okay, I didn't do no language specification. Like I didn't tell it that it can only work in certain files.
Quote args quote colon open brace.
Now this one only has one arg. Okay, so I mean, well, they all have only one arg, but this arg, it only has one parameter.
Quote snippet quote colon quote dollar open brace quote args quote colon open brace
Now,
end open brace.
you see the args, when I get it takes an object. So you do an object,
Quote snippet quote colon quote dollar open brace
and
block
this
into
one
line
has
comma
a
number line star
value
closing
of
brace today I am
snippet.
coding in dollar open brace one vertical bar React comma next js comma no js comma JavaScript comma
Now, in this particular snippet, what I did was
end blank space. Closing brace quote block underline comment underline at open brace exclaim 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 fun have let apostrophe so closing br Python vertical bar Python vert comma HTML comma JavaScript.
Now, what I did is I got a pipe symbol in between each one of those words. So this particular
Comma
variable.
no js comma next j comma React one vertical bar one
Okay.
open brace dollar
See, remember here's a variable dollar
open
over
brace
brace,
one
one,
vertical bar
colon. Then you start your list, which is a pipe symbol.
R Romeo vertical bar
Yeah, vertical bar. That's what they call it here.
one open brace one
Instead of a colon, you do a vertical bar. Sorry.
vertical bar R E A C T comma space
And it's a comma separated list. Then, of course, you go to your closing brace. Okay. And it will give you a
closing
choice.
brace
And I'll show
closing
you how that
brace.
works, or at least you can hear it. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and demonstrate. So let's do it. We'll go.
Control one.
All right.
Blank, blank, less slash body greater. Blank, blank, less slash
Now,
blank.
instead of typing the word sign,
Blank, blank.
I can just do the command. So first, let's just do the Control Alt Windows P. This is the fun one. Excuse me.
Alt control Windows P, suggest list box, React, 1 of 6, to move to
See, it
encoded
gave
plus
me
the
a
arrow
pick
keys,
list
period.
right away because that's what I have for the first option. See, when you do the vertical bar, it actually says the first parameter, really. So this part works because it's a choice list. So you get to choose.
Next JS, 2 of 6, Node.js, 3 of 6, JavaScript, 4 of 6, HTML, 5, Python, 6 of 6, to move, React, 1 of 6, Next JS, 2 of 6, Node.js, 3 of 6,
See,
to move to
I
encoded plus the
selected
arrow
a
keys,
list
period.
there.
Snippets.html comma editor group blank
Now, if I read it, let's see what it typed out.
less exclaim dash dash today I am coding in Node.js period so let apostrophe s have fun exclaim 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 dash dash greater
See, just a little fun little snippet to demonstrate that you can do a key binding
home
to a
less
snippet and have it be an inline snippet. You can just do it. Now, the limitation is you can't do a multi-line snippet this way. So it's for quick, fast things.
selected less exclaim dash dash blank
So every time I press Control Windows P, it would do that for me, okay? Because it's in my key binding. Now let's do a signature, except this time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to type in my description ahead of time. Okay.
T-H-I-S space
This
I-S
is
space suggest list box I-T-E-S-T space
test
F-I-E space
file
S-N-T-O
to
space D-E-O
demo
space S-N-I-P-P-E-T-S
snippets
space
and
Z-N space S-U-S-H
such.
snippet period home T
Now, what I'm going to do is I want to
tango
highlight what I just typed in.
selected this is test file to demo snippets in such period
See, instead of typing the word sign, I'm now going to hit the hotkey because I've told it to use selected text if I got something selected. You can also use the clipboard text if you wanted to.
Alt Control Windows S. Dash dash greater. Description colon this is test file to demo snippets in such period. Website colon HTTP email colon lewis@gmail.com.
See, I went a lot faster that way, doing it that way,
Website colon
so
HTTP
that's pretty
description colon this
nice.
is test file to demo snippets in such period.
Now,
Control S.
okay, so now to demonstrate that the signature works in any type of file, we're going to go to the other file.
Control 2, snippets-steps.txt, comma, editor group to editor, type
Yeah,
and text
this is a
period.
snippets test file that I gave you that I t did was working with earlier.
End, blank, bottom, blank, 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 happy coding, dot, 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 blank, blank, enter.
There we go. Now I'm going to go ahead and do my signature here.
A space snippets S N I P P E T space snippets dash T E S T space F I L E space O space snippets dash steps dot txt comma editor group to editor E I T space A D space snip F O R M A T space Whoa U suggest list box U R space S N I P P E T period snippets dash step blank a snippet test file to edit in format home A selected a snippet test file to edit
There
in
we
format to
go.
snippet period.
All right, I've highlighted the text that I just typed in for my description, and I'm going to do a Control Alt Window.
Alt Control Windows S. Website colon HTTP colon blinterose.org. Description colon a snippet test file to edit and format your snippet period.
And now let's see what it did for block comments.
Blank. Blank.
There are no block
Blank.
comments.
Descript website email colon content
Apparently,
created
text
colon
files
October
don't have block
2022.
comments because they're all comments. Everything is. So that's a bit interesting there. Now you'll find inside here.
Control Shift A. Files Explorer Tree View. Snippets dash zero. Dot code. 3 of 5, 1, snippets dash key bindings dot txt.
Now I've created a key
Enter
bindings file
key
for
bindings
you,
dot txt, comma,
so you'll
home.
be able to see the key bindings that I created
Blank
as a
slash slash
sample.
slash just open brace.
That concludes this video, and look at the source code, play around with it, and I'm going to have the link to the article that I read, and there's even more complex stuff there. You can do reg expressions and formatting and everything else. But this makes it handy because you don't have as much error typing. Like you see how I've been typing errors to create this thing? Well, when the snippet generates it or the image generates it, there's a lot less errors there. So you don't have to fix them. And you can go much faster, more quicker. All right, and you are in full control. I hope you enjoyed this. Be sure you subscribe to my channel if you enjoyed this video scissor series. Thank you.